En janvier 2022, l'actrice de Creemore, Laura Adamo, sera la vedette d'un nouveau film, The Wishing Tree, film qu'elle a écrit, réalisé et dont elle est la vedette. Le film suit Julia alors qu'elle laisse derrière elle son mariage en ruine et se lance seule dans une expédition de randonnée ardue à la recherche de réponses, de guérison et de paix, à la recherche du légendaire arbre à vœux censé apporter la bonne fortune à ceux qui viennent le voir et lui demander des choses. J'ai eu la chance de m'entretenir avec Laura Adamo, qui depuis 1995 a participé à 9 projets de courts et longs métrages, ainsi que des projets télé. J'ai voulu en premier lieu en savoir un peu plus sur elle, ses origines et comment elle est arrivée au cinéma.
My parents are entrepreneurs. I'm a first generation Canadian as well. They were that my parents were both born in Italy and came here very poor and worked very hard and became entrepreneurs. But my father at heart is an artist, and so I think his medium is more painting and sculpting. So I was always surrounded by art growing up, and I think that is helpful as well. I sort of always did acting as a child growing up. And then I thought I had a wonderful drama teacher in high school. And she sort of showed me that, wow, maybe this is something I could actually do for a living. So I think a lot of credit is to her. Because I think when you nurture that in someone young, it has the potential to do sort of wonderful things.
Elle m'a aussi expliqué ce qui l'a poussé à suivre des cours d'acteur, d'actrice pour le cinéma et le théâtre.
So my drama teacher in high school, actually, I'll never forget, she gave me a brochure for a theater school in New York, and she said, I think you should go here and train. Said that to my parents, and my parents were like, you're not doing that until you get a university degree, because that was very important to them, again, as immigrants in Canada. So I went to university, I got a degree, and then I went to New York and I did my theater training in New York.
Comme je le disais plus tôt, Madame Adamo a écrit et dirigé ce premier film, mais au départ, c'était pas vraiment évident.
Truthfully, I didn't think I could write the story. So I wrote the story. And it's inspired by my fertility journey to have my son. It was a very long 5 painful years bringing him into the world. I had many miscarriages and ectopic pregnancies, and it was there was a lot of trauma and pain that I went through that I think many women go through, and we just don't really talk about it. And so for me, it became how I process big emotions is through art. And so I thought, you know what, I'm gonna write this story of this woman, and I'm gonna hope that in writing the story, it will help heal kind of my heart. And I wrote the story, and then I ended up interviewing a bunch of writers because I didn't really think I could write a screenplay. And then I couldn't find any. It's very hard when you have something and a very specific idea in your heart to translate to someone else. So a friend of mine who I went to theater school with in New York said, why don't you just write it yourself? And I thought, oh, I don't know. And then eventually I just sat down and I did it. Truthfully, it's not something I didn't know that it would get made. I had a very fortunate experience where someone read it who ended up financing the project, and he ended up actually helping to edit and write some of the stuff that I was having challenges with. So he ended up being a bit of a co-writer with me. But he used to be a script doctor in L.A., and he just really enjoyed the story and decided he wanted to give me money to make the film. So that's how that ended up happening.
Au départ, Laura Adamo avait offert la réalisation, la direction de ce film, The Wishing Tree, à un spécialiste du documentaire musical avec beaucoup d'expérience. Mais celui-ci a vite remarqué que Madame Adamo était vraiment passionnée de son histoire, alors il lui a dit « Pourquoi tu ne prends pas une chance ?» Voici comment elle nous l'explique.
The directing of the film, I wasn't supposed to direct it. We had a director on board. He came from the music documentary world. And right when we were in pre-production, he invited me out for a coffee, and he said, you know, I think you should direct this film. And I was like, what? I've never directed anything in my life. And he said, I know, but it's so deeply personal to you. And I think, he said, you don't realize you've been doing the work of a director already. And he said, I believe that people on set will be looking to you for direction. And I think it's going to be confusing with me. It's like, I think you need to step into this role. And I sort of had a moment of panic. And then once that subsided, I thought, you know what, I think I can do this, but it's really up to my producers because, you know, as a first time director and having written it and also starring in it, it was a lot to bite off. But I ended up having the support of my director, of my producers, and then that was that. We moved forward.
J'ai voulu savoir aussi pourquoi elle avait décidé de tourner le film à Collingwood, dans les forêts de Collingwood. Elle aurait bien pu prendre une autre location près de Toronto ou Montréal ou aux États-Unis pour tourner ce film-là. Mais le cachet de Collingwood était assez spécial. Elle nous l'explique.
Partially, a couple reasons. One, I knew it would be difficult to shoot in the woods. I didn't know how difficult it would be. It was extremely difficult. But I also knew if we could pull it off, the production value of the film would be much greater. And it's so beautiful up there. And I just thought, you know, there's so many people that aren't aware that in our backyard, there's just so much beauty. And on a personal level, whenever I go through difficult times, I find that part of the world, because I'm fortunate enough to be able to be up there on weekends, and just the hiking trails and nature, very soothing and healing. So it was very personal for me to shoot it there. I mean, we could have tried to do it in the ravine system in Toronto, and that probably would have been easier and harder in ways, but I really wanted it to be authentic. And the actual tree, the wishing tree, sits on our property, and so I wanted to be able to actually shoot the tree that you know, my family believes has some magic. So
le premier film de l'actrice canadienne Laura Adamo, film qu'elle a écrit et réalisé, est maintenant disponible aux États-Unis. Pour ce qui est du Canada, ben ça sera en début janvier, comme elle nous l'explique.
It was just released in the United States last week, and in Canada, it will be released in January. And we will be having a small theatrical release, provided everything goes well, in January. So I think it's in Toronto, Vancouver, and Calgary.
Le lancement numérique se fera le 8 février. Il sera disponible sur iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, Rogers On Demand et Super Channel. Pour en savoir plus sur le film, visitez thewishingtreemovie.com.